You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC. How close is Iran to a nuclear weapon? Here's what we know. Iran has stated they will no longer abide by most of the restrictions of the landmark 2015 nuclear deal. But does that mean they're about to build nuclear weapons? Probably not, but they're closer to it than they have been in the past 5 years. Experts say it would be at least a year before Iran could feasibly get back to where they were before the 2015 deal, and in all likelihood, it would take considerably longer than that. Watch Australia's wildfires spawn massive, smoky thunderclouds. The wildfires currently tearing through Australia are catastrophic, but they're doing more than just burning up land. They're producing pyrocumulonimbus clouds. These ominous clouds carry embers and smoke miles away from the fires, and also produce lightning that can strike dry vegetation and start even more fires. And now for today's fast fact. 161. That's how many Amber Alerts were sent out in 2018. The cases involved 203 children. Of those, 34 were recovered based on an Amber Alert tip. Since it began in 1996, the return of 967 children has been credited to the program. But now, even more alerts, like blue, silver, and camo, are being introduced, which call attention to everything from lost elderly people to missing military veterans. It raises the question, is it really a good idea to push so many alarming messages to the public? Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.